Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now.
Kiara Sharp, how are you, beautiful?
I am fantastic. How are you?
It's been one heck of a day, I'll tell you that. But I'm here with you now, and everything is about to get better. I'm really excited to have you pop in from Australia. I love you Australians. There is something going on down there at the bottom of the earth. It is just a vortex. And all of you guys are doing some amazing work. And you are here to share with us on the edge. This is where you are, brains, at the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. We're here with Kiara Sharp today, and we're going to talk about a riveting program that she's facilitating through Bob Proctor. And Proctor is Proctor Gilroy, correct?
Proctor Gallagher. Sandy Gallagher is his business partner, yeah.
Oh, okay. I only remember him as Bob Proctor, so I am behind the scenes. But I want to find out what it is that has really captivated you and what you're going to be pouring into others. Also, the use of essential oils to heighten and sensing your senses of awareness. So I'm excited to have you here. Tell us a little bit more about you, Kiara.
Beautiful. I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much for this opportunity. So, I am a Proctor Gallagher consultant. I have been following the teachings of Bob Proctor for many, many years. I think I first saw The Secret back in 2006. And I saw him on that. And I had heard of him before that, but it was all law of attraction. And given my background in Reiki and alternative healing and energy work, I was fully on board with all of this law of attraction talk. And then, fast forward, since then, I've been a Reiki master. I run Reiki sessions, or I did run Reiki sessions with people, clientele, alignment sessions, mindset processes in my coaching sessions. And then in 2019, I discovered the Proctor Gallagher Institute with a dear friend of mine in New York who I formed a company with. And we discovered that he has the Proctor Gallagher Institute, where he trains people like myself as consultants to run a 6-month program called Thinking Into Results. And truly what that does is it helps people create the results that they want in any area, and it all starts with our thinking. And so it's all about, you know, changing people's perspective, changing the way they see things, and really coming in and learning how to focus on what they want. It's almost ignoring the reality of what is, which I know is challenging, especially in these times. But it's really powerful around teaching you how to come back to what it is that you want. Like, you know, so many people don't know what they want.
They don't.
And so many people don't even let themselves entertain what they want for fear of what that will look like, for fear of what others will think. And we're all about bringing that out in people, having them really connect with what it is that they want, and have them know that everything we want is possible. And our thoughts change our vibration, and that has us attract the opportunities to match what it is that we want. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. But I want you to know that Sandy Gallagher, the Proctor Gallagher Institute, she's the brains behind this program. She did one of Bob's seminars years ago, and put together this program and, you know, put it in a proposal to Bob, and fast forward, we're all, you know, running.
Bob was more spiritual based.
Well, once upon a time. Yes, it is all spiritual based. It's this work is having us connect with the higher source, whether it's God, whether it's source, whether it's universe. When we're thinking, when we think about what we want, coming from a place of wanting to make a difference to others, we're connecting with source.
Absolutely.
We're connecting with our higher power. And so this work really is quite spiritual, but it's mainstream. It's put in a way, it's created in a way where everyone gets this material.
So tell me a little bit about Sandy Gallagher. I know about Bob Proctor, but I've never really had an opportunity to venture into Sandy's work. She
was a bank lawyer prior to this. So she was very successful in her own right. And she, from my understanding, she did Bob Proctor's seminar and just to get more training for herself as a leader. Mm-hmm. And what she got from that seminar was so much bigger than that.
Right.
She got the power and the material that he was teaching. And she thought, you know, people in corporate need this material. So essentially she was thinking of corporate, but this material works for everybody, not just people in the workplace. It happens.
Well,
it works for mums, for dads, for teenagers, for everybody.
I would agree to disagree with you on that only because, and I'm going to ask you, who is your ideal client? It's great to have the wherewithal to want to change, but it is more than just a wish list. It's actually getting in and doing the work, working with great people like you to coach and facilitate, to understand, to do the deep dive of what you want and what you're willing to let go of, because you can't just take brains. You got to give. This is a give and a take. What are you ready to let loose of? Is it self-limiting belief? Is it that negative self-talk? Is it the, the I can? Because I have that conversation with myself. I am an I can all the time. You got to talk yourself into it, brains. You've got these outside influences of negativity. You've got, you know, the environment that you're in. You know, you may walk into a household and you're bubbly and you go in there and here you're greeted by the Debbie Downer. Or you're greeted by the narcissist, or you're greeted by the person that's on substance abuse, or the person that just you really don't like. So you have to edit and filter all of these things in your life to make a difference. What was your aha moment? What made you decide that you wanted to take this journey and do this as a life calling?
Ah, there's so many moments. But the biggest thing that I've gotten from doing this work, and, you know, this is while I was training to be a consultant, is that it's all about our self-image. Mm. Our results in life, whether we have what we want or not, is all based around the way we see ourselves. And this work is truly based on our self-image as to how successful we are in life. And so I decided last year when I started running these programs that my purpose in life now is to help transform and lift the level of self-image in firstly myself, which I'm doing and I've done and I've seen the results, and I want that for others. I want to transform the level of self-image in people so that they manifest the results that they want in life, whether it be work-related, relationships, health. Everything's based around how we see ourselves, whether we love ourselves, whether we know we're worthy. And this work has us really delve into what's missing and our self-worth, our self-confidence, and also connecting with the higher mental faculties of our mind. So it's working from our higher mental faculties, not just, you know, acting on our senses of what we hear, taste, smell, touch, and feel. You know, like it instead of those senses of what's going on around us, we choose our thinking through our higher faculties.
Well, again, now I love to give an opposing point of view because some people misconstrue this.
Mm.
You know, self-image as conceit or vanity or ego or arrogance. And all of those things are a part of each one of our characteristics, and they need to be managed. As like I say, they need to be filed like a hangnail. You've got to take the sharp edge off, but you've got to know how to position this. And you've got to be able to work with others. You know, self-image is great, but you can't run as an entrepreneur a business by yourself. You still need people. You cannot run a household by yourself. You can't, do a lot of things solo. You have to be in partnership, in concert with others. Yep. How does this program teach individuals to cohabitate with others? Not just dealing with self, but also taking that, because I had a situation today that I had to dial back and realize that I needed this person's assistance. So don't come off combative. How does it teach people to find balance when working with others as well?
Well, look, this Thinking Into Results program is made up of 12 modules, 12 lessons. And one of the lessons I'm thinking of, because I took it through with my clients, I took my clients through this lesson last week or the week before, was lesson 10. And it's all about knowing how to follow and knowing how to lead, because we can't be great leaders in the world and have people follow us if we ourselves can't follow.
Absolutely.
So it's all about knowing how to follow, knowing when to follow, knowing when to lead, knowing how to do both, and allowing others to guide us. And also this program teaches us overall how to be ourselves fully so that we can give others the impression of increase. We talk about giving the impression of increase, leaving someone feeling better, right. Leaving someone feeling like you've increased their life somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really gotten that through this work, and I know that my clients feel an increase in their life through doing this work, and the ability to actually be of service in a whole bigger way through raising their level of self-image and doing this program.
What's your ROI? What do you get out of doing this? And I say that from a very authentic place. Sometimes it's power. Sometimes it's ego. Sometimes it's just pure joy. Sometimes it's money. What is your ROI for doing this? What's your warm fuzzy?
I get so much joy out of seeing the results that people get from doing this work. I get so much confirmation that I'm on track. Like when I hear clients say what they're accomplishing and what they're moving through, like, as you move through this program, your paradigms come up. It's all about changing our paradigms, those old negative habits and beliefs that we've been, you know, following and living by for so many years by default. You get to uncover those paradigms and you get to create new paradigms in this program. So just, you know, seeing what they're accomplishing and having them be aware of truly who they are, that brings me absolute joy in knowing that I'm on track and exactly where I'm meant to be.
But sometimes it's scary knowing exactly who you are, because some people can't manage that. So again, you know, working with someone like you to help facilitate that is very important, because, you know, when you're working with the subconscious mind, you are delving into something that you've never explored before. And you have expertise in guiding and facilitating because you were a Reiki master.
Yes.
And also the heightening of your sensations by using essential oils. Tell me how those two modalities really add to what you're doing as a
coach. Yes. Oh, I love it. So I'm also a distributor and a lover of Young Living essential oils. And so we use these oils in tandem with this work. Every day I apply an oil. So I'm right now diffusing abundance and joy. They raise our frequency. just like our thinking either raises or lowers your frequency, depending on what you think.
Right.
The oils raise our frequency, just simply placing a drop into our hands and inhaling. If I'm thinking of my goal, I will take abundance, for example, or highest potential. I'll inhale it and wear it and think about my goal or write it out. You know, so the oils go hand in hand with this work because of their frequency, and they're beautiful. They're beautiful. They make a difference to our well-being, and they make a difference to our frequency.
But in addition to making a difference to, you know, how we smell, these essential oils are actually medicine.
They are. So
they relieve stress, they relieve pain, they relieve anxiety. And so people have to be careful using essential oils sometimes because they are medicine. Do you
make Can I just interrupt there?
Absolutely.
We have to be really careful about being compliant when we talk about